From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. In Afghanistan, a panel looking into alleged fraud during the country's recent presidential election is wrapping up its investigation. The panel's results will decide whether there will be a runoff election in Afghanistan. NPR's Jackie Northam has this report from Kabul.
As part of its investigation into allegations of widespread fraud, the UN-backed Complaints Commission did a sampling of ballot boxes from more than 3,000 polling sites from across most of Afghanistan. Officials with the commission say the panel has completed the audit and is now analyzing the numbers and fine-tuning the results. Preliminary election results from the August 20th poll gave incumbent President Hamid Karzai a slim lead of about 54% of the votes. But the commission could find that there was enough fraud to push Karzai below the 50% mark and force a runoff election. There are signs his government is preparing for that news. The Afghan ambassador to the U.S. acknowledged that it's likely there will be a second round and that it should be held quickly. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus says he is confident a health care bill will pass the Senate with all Democrats voting in favor and possibly more than one Republican.
I think we're starting the bell lap, the last lap, before we get to the finish line.
Baucus has been in talks with Majority Leader Harry Reid and White House officials on how to merge the Finance Committee bill with another Senate proposal. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a so-called public option is still very much a possibility for a House bill. She says recent actions by the health insurance industry, including ads targeting senior citizens and predictions that premiums will rise if there is an overhaul, have bolstered rather than weakened the case for a public option. Prosecutors indicate they plan to retry former lobbyist Kevin Ring, whose five-week trial ended yesterday with the jury deadlocked. Ring was charged in connection with the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The jury heard 4 weeks of testimony and deliberated for 8 days before sending Judge Ellen Huvel a note saying the panel was, quote, irrevocably blocked. The judge declared a mistrial, and prosecutors later indicated they likely would retry Ring. He was charged with participating in a pay-to-play scheme to win federal contracts for clients of the Abramoff firm by lavishing gifts on members of Congress and executive agency personnel. And in Ring's case in particular, by arranging a lucrative no-show job for Ring's one-time boss, Congressman John Doolittle, who since retired. Abramoff and 15 others pleaded guilty to similar charges. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is scheduled to visit Texas A&M University today. He was invited to speak on the topic of community service by former President George H.W. Bush. This is NPR News. Yet another attack in Pakistan has left at least 7 people dead today. A suicide bomber struck near a mosque and police station in the city of Peshawar. Officials suspect elements of the Pakistani Taliban, which have promised attacks in retaliation for the killing of a Taliban leader ahead of planned military assaults in its stronghold territories. In the southeast, up to 8 inches of rain have fallen in the past week, and some of the region's farmers cannot bring in crops. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Bradley George reports.
It's been a soggy fall in much of the southeast. Torrential downpours have caused flooding in Atlanta and Birmingham, and farmers face a tough go getting their crops out of the fields. This is harvest time, and many corn farmers in North Alabama can't gather their crop because the ground is too soft. Corn can only be harvested when it's dry. The wet weather can also make corn kernels sprout prematurely. In all, the corn harvest could be delayed up to 4 weeks. Cotton growers are also having problems. Waterlogged cotton can't be sold as easily. Agriculture experts say a few sunny, windy days are needed to dry things out, but the National Weather Service says rain is expected in much of the southeast for the next few days. For NPR News, I'm Bradley George in Birmingham, Alabama.
Suspicion is increasing in the case of a 6-year-old Colorado boy found hiding in his family's attic yesterday. National attention had focused on the possibility he might have been trapped in an airborne helium balloon, but now some are wondering if it may have been a stunt to gain attention. The Larimer County Sheriff says at this point authorities do not think the incident was a hoax, but he says he does plan to meet with investigators later today to decide whether to investigate further. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.